He will continue with the questions. Yes. Part of this evening, they will come to you through the instrument who sits next to this one, a communicator. Oh, we hope you will find most interesting.
Sure.
I would say to you, my dear friend,
yes,
the lady also from us is in need of a little healing help.
Yes.
I would ask that if you will, that you place your hand on her back sometime during this evening.
Yes, I will.
Now, my dear friends, shall we begin?
Any questions, George?
I have a question about prayer. Recently, an American hospital, an experiment was carried out. 50% heart patients were prayed for and 50% were not prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who were prayed for fared statistically better than the other group. I think you will say that this is not the way to use prayer, but nevertheless it will no doubt prove the value of prayer to some people. Have you any comment on this?
Yes. If only one were helped even by earthly experiments, then I can only say to you, this is good.
Yes.
You, of course, will not be surprised by these results. It is just a pity that so many were excluded.
Yes.
Of course, again we return to the power of a thought, which is indeed the beginning of prayer. We have discussed prayer to some degree in past times. And each one of you, I hope by now, fully understands that your thoughts on another person are never disregarded.
Yes.
But of course, collective prayer is a little more powerful, shall we say, to use your everyday words. But the same effect is achieved by many of those within your world whom you call healers. Their prayers are sent to us so often for the safe and well-being of others. But prayer is there for each and every one to use. I did tell you, did I not, that many changes would happen within your world. And these things are taking place as I speak to you. All within this planet are slowly, slowly becoming more spiritually aware.
Yes. Things are coming into the open, and things are being reported in the media.
Yes.
Which is nice.
That is what is good. That a wider audience of people are now aware that these things can happen. That non-judgmental people have the opportunity to make up their own mind. That there is no dogmatic teachings which hold them back. This can only be good for mankind.
Yes.
I'm talking of things that you've talked about happening today on our television, probably on the radio as well. They've discovered some planets, there's 10 or more of them. They said outside our galaxy, but I don't know what they mean, how far.
Yes. Yes. Again, I have told you.
Yes, you did.
That mankind has very limited vision when it comes to all of creation. Mankind upon this planet is so very young in understanding and awareness. But all of these happenings will come in time. But as I have told you always, my dear friends, slowly, slowly.
With this sangha.
Yes, yes.
Yes, would this be perhaps one of the planets where the space people come from and are involved in the corn circles and so on?
Let me just say this too, that we have spoken of travelers from many areas of creation.
Yeah.
Your scientists and your astronomers will discover much in time to come. That is because those from our world are there helping and inspiring in order that knowledge comes to them. It is not a new discovery. It has always been there. It is just that man's awareness has now reached a stage of understanding. That the instruments that they use have become much better. And all this comes from our world because of the influence that we exude.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. If only they knew, some of them.
But now they are beginning to discover. And many older ideas have to be thought about much more carefully, because you see, horizons are again expanding. This will always be. For those in your world who seek more and more, it shall be given ever way, in order that mankind finds himself again spiritually. Yes, it is a slow process, we all know, but as more and more of you good people gather in knowledge, then the expansion of that knowledge grows and grows and grows. You understand?
Yes, thank you. Paul?
No, I don't have any questions for now. I think I'm okay.
Have you heard a talk with Robin?
Yes, I have. She did some thoughts. I didn't understand that there would be a quick solution. I understood that she was slowly adapting.
Yeah. Margaret?
It's only just an observation I made when I was typing back on the scripts, and Sullivan said to try and be a little more childlike. And I was thinking of some of the tribal people who, in my mind, when I thought they seemed to be quite childish, but they seemed to be so happy and always laughing. And I was thinking it was probably there. A lot more spiritual than we are. They've got a greater understanding, perhaps, than we have in the West.
Yes. Remember that as children have very few prejudices, and if they have any at all, it has been taken from adults in your world. Children are pure in their thinking until such time they are taught or they see for themselves what this earthly world has on offer to them. They have much to cope with, your earthly children. It is not surprising that many go into adulthood with many, many problems. But what I say to you all, my dear friends, is this, that if you can look at a child, see that gleam within the eye, that smile upon the face, that purity of heart, then strive for those things. That is what is meant when I say try to be childlike. Search for the purity within you, because each one of you, my dear friends, is pure light, but it is clothed in the heaviness of physical garb, with all the problems and troubles which are within this planet, which weigh you down, which are burdens to your soul. But it is up to each and every one of you to free yourselves. Again, I say to you, we can help, we can uplift, we can encourage, we can inspire, but we cannot live life for you. When times are troubled, think of these words.
Yes.
Pick yourselves up, ask for help, and it will be there for you.
Yes, and this is where the principle of detachment can be so important, I believe.
Yes, of course. You cannot bring to it any, how would you say, garbage. Garbage is less than that you would use. You cannot hold on to this. You must be open. You must have no doubt that help is at hand for you. It is there, my dear friends. It is up to you to use it. If only you could but see those who stand close by you in times when each one is troubled. If only you could see the pain that they feel for you because you do not ask for their help. Remember what I have taught you. They cannot interfere. Unless you ask for help, it will not be made available to you.
This is very, very interesting. And so the principle of pain sharing is with those who stand close. So I've read about this in the Australian Aborigines, where two people will endeavour to share each other's pain and relieve it in that way, at a physical level.
Yes, on a physical level, but why not take it one step further? If they would but seek help from those of us in spirit, the pain would disappear almost instantly.
Yes.
But yes, I do know and understand what you are saying, and there are many people who can share this closeness, not only of pain, but of love and understanding also. Yes.
Yes, I think we're coming more aware of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, my dear friends, if you have no other questions this time, we will leave it there. Next time we meet, I will speak on another topic, which I hope will be of interest to you. But we will have times when we return to your questions in order that each one of you, in your own individual time and way, will fully understand all that we bring to you.
Thank you.
I leave you, as ever, with much love, with hope, with understanding, that you may continue with your daily lives with a little more understanding and love. Know, as always, I am with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Irish name. Specific purpose and a shared endeavor to tell you before the prize completely taken up.
It is difficult for us to understand, but yes, we accept what we're telling.
I thank you for accepting this knowledge. It may help you to understand a little when I say to you that as this voice speaks to you now,
yes,
it is made up of a facet of each one of your souls.
It's amazing.
Your sublimity. And everyone in this room. The instrument being used is filled with the part of each one of you here. A part of each one of you that has never walked your physical plane ever in eternity.
It's amazing.
It is a part of your soul which has chosen to be how can it be put for you to understand? Each part has chosen to be a fragment of spiritual light. Can you comprehend that? I have no other words to give you that you could comprehend.
I might have to think about it a little.
Be very, very surprised if your acceptance came.
thought it was felt that to broaden your spiritual knowledge, we could give you this small thing to ponder upon.
Yes, it's
to help you to grow and to question. I feel from each one of you concern. No, wrong, that is not right. No, not concern, nor disbelief, but intrigue, yes, a word I am not particularly familiar with, but then I have not been down to your plane. And as I have said, I am not I, nor am I we. I am a conglomerate of you all. And let me say to you that each part of each one of you here is stretching out to their own and trying to bridge a gap with silver light, trying to reach those they belong to. Can I ask you please to send love to your own soul particle which has entered this instrument here? Try and feel yourselves in this room. We know you are confused, but I ask you to say here, do you accept what has been said? Even though you need to question it, even though it seems perhaps an impossibility, will you accept, each one of you, that a part of your soul is here with you now?
Yes, we do.
Your individual facets of soul, which have been here this time, have come through much heavy, heavy atmosphere to be here. But no, in your hearts, that they have come willingly to end, Lord. What find it difficult now to remain with this one. So if you will forgive, we can stay no longer.
I'm most grateful. Thank you very, very much.
And John, that you will have much questioning, and I have to tell you that the Master who teaches you will help you with your concerns next time, but do not dwell on it to the detriment of other teachings. You have said you accept. Please continue with that thought, and things may become clearer as time goes on. But the Master will help you with any real difficulties of understanding.
So we should listen to your words again, probably again and again.
It is not possible to continue now.
I understand.
But each one who lives with this instrument sends out the greatest love of mankind to their own, and hope that each one can sense that love.
Yes, I'm sure we all can.